ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी शुभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 11 and text number 49. Kindly repeat after me.
Athaitat paramam guhyam shrunvataha yadunandana sugopyam api वक्ष्यामि त्वां मे भृत्यः सुरथ सखा। अथ एतत् परमं गुह्यम् ಶೃಣ್ವತೊ ಯದುನಂದನ ಸುಗೋಪ್ಯಮಿ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತ್ವಂ ಮೇ ಭೃತ್ಯ ಸುರತ್ಸಖಾ ಅಥ ಏತತ್ ಪರಮಂ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ಶೃಣ್ವತೊ ಯದುನಂದನ ಸುಗೋಪ್ಯಮಿ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತ್ವಂ ಮೇ ಭೃತ್ಯಃ ಸುರತ್ಸಖಾ ಅಥ ಏತತ್ ಪರಮಂ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ಶೃಣ್ವತೊ ಯದುನಂದನ ಸುಗೋಪ್ಯಮಿ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತ್ವಂ ಮೇ ಭೃತ್ಯ ಸುರತ್ಸಖಾ ಶೃಣ್ವತೊ ಯದುನಂದನ ಸುಗೋಪ್ಯಮಿ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತ್ವಂ ಮೇ ಭೃತ್ಯ ಸುರತ್ಸಖ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಅಥ ಏತತ್ ಪರಮಂ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ಶೃಣ್ವತೊ ಯದುನಂದನ ಸುಗೋಪ್ಯಮಿ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತುಮ್ಮೇ ಭೃತ್ಯ ಸುರತ್ಸಖಾ ಅಥಃ ದಸ್ ಏತದ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರಮಂ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಶೃಣ್ವತಃ ಟು ಯು ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಯದುನಂದನ ಓ ಬಿಲವೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯದು ಡೈನೆಸ್ಟಿ ಸುಗೋಪ್ಯಂ most confidential api even vakshyami I will speak tvam you me of me vrityah are the servant suhrata well wisher sakha and friend translation and the purport by Disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Uddhava, O beloved of the Yadu dynasty, because you are my servant, well-wisher and friend, I shall now speak to you the most confidential knowledge. Please hear as I explain this great mysteries to you. Purport. It is stated in the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, first chapter, 8th verse. Bruyuhu snigdasya shishyasya guravo guram api uttah. A bona fide spiritual master naturally reveals all transcendental secrets to a sincere disciple. Sri Uddhava had completely surrendered to Lord Krishna and then only could the Lord explain such mysteries to him, because without complete faith, the transmission of spiritual knowledge is impossible. Other processes of self-realization, such as philosophical speculation, are imperfect and unsteady because the performer has personal desire. And there is no definite procedure by which to obtain the full mercy of the Supreme Lord. On the other hand, association with the pure devotees of the Lord is self-sufficient process that is guaranteed to avoid the desired result. One must learn how to associate with the pure devotees and one's life will be perfect. This is the sum and substance of this chapter. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 11th canto, 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Symptoms of the Condition and Living Liberated Living Entities. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atini Chochatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premna Matakantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessing from all the Asnambal Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's an interesting chapter. This is the last verse of this chapter, which is entitled as The Symptom of the Condition and the Living Entities. And the sum and substance of whole chapter is described in this particular verse. So I'll try to speak on this. So there are two kinds of animals or birds we see in this world. So one is a sparrow. Sparrow, basically, how that sparrow feeds its children? She brings the whatever food she can collect from anywhere and she feeds the children. And there is another animal, is cow. Cow take the grass, chews it, take the essence of that grass and converts into the milk. And that milk, the calf drinks. And calf gets its nourishment. So, the realized devotees, advanced devotees, basically they read the shastras, they read the scriptures. They realize it. They apply them in their life. And when they speak, it comes like a milk. And the hearer, they get the benefit of that milk, that essence. So I am not in the first category of a cow which can assimilate this knowledge and realize it and give it. But I am trying to be on the secondary platform, chewing like a sparrow, collecting things here and there, trying to apply and presenting in front of you. So kindly bless me so that I can apply this knowledge in the process of devotional service. So this is a wonderful chapter which is getting concluded. So these verses, this is the 49th verse of this chapter. And in the 26th verse of this chapter, Sri Uddhavji had asked two questions to Lord Krishna. The first question he asked to Lord Krishna was, who is the true devotee? Asli bhakt kaun hai? And the second question was, what type of bhakti to be offered unto you in the association of the devotees, which pleases you? So, Lord Krishna explained or answered the questions of Uddhava in subsequent verses. And he answered these questions, these two questions, till text number 47 of this chapter. And in 48th verse, which was taken yesterday and on Sunday, which was glorifying, Lord Krishna glorified that how potent and how powerful my devotees' association is. And after speaking that verse, the 40th verse, then he's again in this verse emphasizing the same thing, how it is important to associate with the devotees. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada's disciple have explained that one has to learn how to associate with the pure devotees and one's life will be perfect. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 22nd chapter, 83 verse, it is said that Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha Krishna Prema Janme Teho Puna Mukhya Anga. So, to sprout devotional service, to take birth, or devotional service has to take birth, the most important aspect is Hoya Sadhu Sangha. Unless there is the association of the devotees, it's very difficult to receive devotional service. And that is the first step of receiving bhakti. And it is not just the first step. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining, this is not just the first step. Even after achieving the perfection of devotional service, what is that? That is Krishna Prem. Pancham Purusharta, which we all are looking for. Krishna Prema Janme Teho Puna Mukhya Anga. So again, it becomes the unseparated part of devotional service. Even after one develops Krishna Prem, so what to speak of in between stages? It is the important and essential aspect of our devotional practice to have an association of the devotees. And that is what has been explained in these verses. So here in this verse particularly, Krishna is calling Shri Uddhavji with three different aspects. The first he called him Vrittya. And he is going to speak most confidential knowledge. Paramam Guhyam. Krishna keeps talking about this. Even in Bhagavad Gita, he was telling Arjuna, Param Dhamam, as Param Jnanam, Param Guhyam. So the knowledge related to the position of a Jivatma is the confidential knowledge. His relationship with the Lord is most confidential knowledge. And this association of the devotees, Krishna is saying, it is of another Paramam Guhyam. So what we have received by the mercy of Prabhupada is the most and most confidential things we have received. So Krishna is calling Uddhava Vrittya. And not all the Vrittyas receive this confidential knowledge. I am talking the aspect where everyone is like Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Ekela Ishwar Krishna Arasubha Vrittya. Even demigods, those who are in charge of different material activities and cosmic manifestation, they are also Vrittya of the Lord. But they have not received this confidential knowledge. So, just being a Vrittya is not the qualification of receiving the most confidential knowledge. So then Krishna is saying, Surata, well-wisher, you are my well-wisher. So Krishna is the supreme well-wisher of each and every living entity. And he is calling Uddhava, you are well-wisher of well-wisher. So Uddhavji is another aspect of his personality, is a well-wisher. But the most important thing Krishna calls him is Sakha, You are my friend. That relationship. And that relationship brings the affection in picture. And therefore, here it is said, Bruyu Snigdasya Shishyasya Guruva Guyam Apyutta. So the secret will be revealed only when we have affection. Otherwise, there we may receive the secret, but we will not understand the secret. It remains secret then. And therefore, many times we say Gita is open secret because of this. Unless we have affection towards Krishna, unless we have affection towards Guru, the knowledge or the secret will not be revealed to us. And therefore, Sakha, Krishna is calling that affection. And that is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also writes in this purport of his first canto, that Guru should speak the secret to the disciple who has affection for Guru. So Guru should speak. Unless they experience, there is affection in the heart of a devotee, in the heart of a disciple, we will not receive the secret. So that is what here is been explained, to develop that affection to Guru and the Vaishnava. And and this is what Krishna's reciprocation with the Uddhavji. He is saying, you are my Vritya, you are my Surat, you are my Sakha, you are my friend. Why Krishna says, Krishna, because Krishna reciprocates, as other day also, like Shrivaji Prabhu was saying, how you approach Lord Krishna, accordingly he will reciprocate. If you approach Krishna thinking that he is not going to help me at all, so definitely he is not going to help you at all. I am not going to develop taste in chanting, so definitely you are not going to develop taste in chanting. Because Krishna will reciprocate, because that is your bhav. So here Krishna is saying, Uddhavji, that you are my Sakha, you have affection for me. Because Uddhavji has expressed his affection for Krishna. He has spoken in that 26th verse, which Uddhavji said to Lord Krishna, that these three words which we are speaking to so many people, so many things in this world, but in reciprocation of these three words, we have always experienced frustration. And these three words are which one? Uddhavji said to Lord Krishna, I love you. Pranataya anuraktaya prapannaya cha kathyatam. O Lord of the Vaikuntha and Almighty God of the universe, I am your devotee, and because I love you, I have no other shelter than you. Therefore, please explain this to me. I love you. Krishna, I love you. This is what the expression is expected from a disciple or a devotee. And one time Kalakanta Prabhu had come here, and he had spoken a very nice phrase, his experience, that he was saying that when throughout my life I practiced Christianity before he came to Krishna consciousness. He said, Christianity taught me how to fear God and love material world. But when I came to Krishna consciousness, I learned how to love God and fear material world. Basically, when we present the concept or a conception of the Lord, we create so much of fearful thing about Him. We get disturbed. We remain in fearful state. If I do this, if I don't do this, then God is going to punish me. But we love material world so much, doing so many activities in this world. We think, oh, this is much more better than God. So why I should develop relationship with God? But Krishna consciousness has taught me that to love God, I love you. Fear material world, which I love the most. And that is what we all have to learn, to love God. And loving God means loving His representative, developing that affection towards that representative of the Lord. Yasya prasadat. To please that representative of the Lord. That is what a simple thing is. And to develop that affection, the first step is faith. To have a faith in that person whom we are going to have affection for. Unless there is a faith or a trust, there is no question of affection or love. That faith is very, very important aspect of our devotional practice. So one time, this one, Madan Gopal Prabhu had spoken this story. I liked it very much about faith. One time, a group of disciples gathered around the Guru, and Guru gave them an assignment for the day. Guru gave the flower baskets. That's just like all the Matajis, they are plucking the flowers and putting in the basket. So he gave them empty basket to all the disciples and asked them to bring the water in this basket. So first thing, all these disciples thought, "Are yaar, kya ho gaya aaj? What happened to Guru? Is it possible to bring water in this basket which is full of holes?" So they went and they tried. They went to nearby lake and they tried to bring water. But many of them could not bring, because it is not possible. Just like if this thing is there, there are so many holes in this. Can this thing hold the water? No. That basket made of a wooden thing, so it was not holding of water. So many disciples, they came back thinking that, I think this is not something practical. We will not be able to bring water for the Guru. One disciple continued doing that. He went, fetched the water, brought it, all the water spilled out, again went, came back. He continued doing that. But finally, after a lot of time went by, because that thing was made of wooden thing, it was made of a bamboo. So slowly, slowly, in the contact of the water, that wooden started swelling, isn't it? And the holes, they got blocked. And after some time, all the holes in that basket got blocked. And he could bring water for the Guru in the evening. So when other disciples saw that this is what Guru had told us to do, so then everyone realized that Guru, whatever He has given, He has not given impractical things to do. It is possible. What we need is our endeavor and the faith in the instruction given by the Guru. So Srila Prabhupada has spoken a very very important thing about this. How to associate with the devotees. He said, a pure devotee is like a mastic. And one who takes association they are like the wood. You can be a dry wood or you can be a wet wood. So when you come in contact with the pure devotee or the devotees of the Lord, so it's not just the association of the devotees. Now if I'm in the association of the devotees, my life is perfect, or I'm going to achieve perfection. So there is a responsibility on our part being a disciple. So whether we are a dry wood or whether we are a wet wood, that will decide whether fire will take place or not. So this is how we associate with the devotees. And in that association, developing faith, we develop affection for the devotees. But our affection get hampered. Our love get hampered when our mind is afflicted. You know, this was also spoken earlier by Gaurang Prabhu, that when our mind is afflicted by these three C's, the cancer of mind, then developing affection becomes very difficult. When we compare ourselves, oh, he is getting Guru's mercy, that person is getting Guru's mercy, and I am not getting Guru's mercy. Or Guru is giving him mercy and he is not giving me mercy. When that comparison takes place, affection gets hampered. That affection is hampered. The second thing is complaining. When we complain, gratitude means that we hanker. When we think that I am not deserving, but I am receiving. That is the feeling of gratitude. And when there is a gratitude, we hanker, we long for receiving it again. But when we take things granted, there is a gratitude and there is a taking things granted. So that when we take things granted, it turns into demanding. It looks like same, like hankering and demanding, means hankering and the demanding. Means you demand, well, I deserve but I am not getting. Hankering means we think we don't deserve, but when I will receive. So complaining is the aspect that when we demand, oh. So that is another thing. And if we don't stop, generally it doesn't stop there, then it turns into criticism. Then why is doing that? Why he needs to do this? That criticism happens. Because of this, because of that, then we start speculating. Are because of this, therefore I am not able to get that. That is criticism basically. And it's deadly. It's deadly on the path of spiritual progress. When we do this thing, comparing, complaining and criticizing. So greatness of a disciple is not in how much he can receive or how much he has received. The greatness of a disciple is in to translate whatever he has received into perfection. That is the greatness of a disciple. And there is a beautiful example given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that how even somebody has received much, he could not translate that into perfection. And somebody who has received very little thing from his guru could perfect his life. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the example of Ramachandrapuri, who was the disciple of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And Madanapuri Pad was one of the three people who displayed Mahabhav, the highest ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. One is Radharani, another one is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and third one is Shripad Madhavendrapuri. So Ramchandrapuri was in the association of Shripad Madhavendrapuri. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the same chapter explains about Ishwarpuri and how he received the association of Madhavendrapuri. But I am taking the example of a Brahmana who lived in a Sriranga Kshetra. Because in ISKCON scenario, basically, here Ishwarpuri could directly get association of Madhavendrapuri. And that privilege was available for him to serve directly. So somebody might think, he could serve personally and he could receive personal instruction from his spiritual master, and therefore he could achieve perfection. In our case, basically, in most of ISKCON scenario, we will not be able to have that situation. But in case of this Vaishnava Brahman who was staying in Sriranga Kshetra, his life could be compared with all of us, those who have received that. So he was staying somewhere, Guru was somewhere, but he achieved perfection. So therefore I am taking his example, not taking Ishwarpuri's example. So Madhavendrapuri was in the constant association of Ramchandrapuri was in the constant association of Madhavendrapuri, but this Brahmana was not in that, he was not having that privilege. Ramchandrapuri received many instructions but not followed a single instruction. This Brahmana received only one instruction and he followed. Actually, instead of receiving instruction and following Ramchandrapuri, he instructed Madhavendrapuri. And what was the result? The result was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he came and he offered Krishna Prem to this Brahmana. He could understand. And our Ramchandrapuri, he came all the way to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but to find fault in his character. So where he could have received Krishna Prem, he was just finding fault and he was criticized. And this is what plays an important role, the what kind of attitude we have. And when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami start that chapter, he speaks, Tam vande Krishna Chaitanyam Ramachandra Puri Bhayat Laukika Harata Samyo Bhikshanam Sankochayat. That Tam vande Krishna Chaitanyam, I offer my respectful obeisances to that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What? Ramachandra Puri Bhayat. Lord is fearful of his personality. Means that much was the level of criticism Ramachandra Puri had. Where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fearful. But in contrast to this, we'll discuss that pastime. That how this Brahmana received this greatest of achievement of his life. सही क्षेत्रे रहे क वैष्णव ब्राह्मण देवालय आसी करे गीता आवर्तन. सो सही क्षेत्रे इन दैट क्षेत्र श्रीरंग क्षेत्र रहे वैष्णव ब्राह्मण दैट वैष्णव डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड वॉज स्टेइंग देवालय आसी करी गीता आवर्तन एंड ही यूज टू कम टू दैट टेम्पल ऑफ लॉर्ड रंगनाथ एंड वुड रिसाइड भगवद गीता एवरी डे. सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट एस्पेक्ट ऑफ डेवलपिंग अफेक्शन दैट कमिटमेंट टू प्रैक्टिस. दैट कमिटमेंट टू प्रैक्टिस lead to develop faith. And that person went, took water, but saw it's dropping, but he had known that my guru has said, I have to bring water. Similarly, the practice, what we do, chanting 16 round, our daily sadhana, hearing, we have to commit to that. Today, why we might be struggling with that practice, We might not be experiencing taste in that practice. But our commitment, having faith in the words of the spiritual master, in the words of Prabhupada, it is possible. Devalaye ase kari Gita avartan. So he committed to that practice. And daily. So this is the first aspect of our developing affection towards Lord. Ashtadasha adhyaya pade ananda aveshe ashuddha pade na loka kare upahase. So he continued his practice. Ashtadasha adhyaya. The second obstacle we face is the discouragement. When we practice. So he continued that ashuddha pade na loka kare upahase. Although people were making fun of him, but he continued that practice. So that he continued with the enthusiasm despite discouragement. So enthusiasm is very important aspect of our practice. Without enthusiasm is like a vehicle without like it's a like flat tire, a vehicle with a flat tire. Even if a vehicle is khatara, means it's not working properly, but tires are good, it can run. But if you have a Mercedes and it is a flat, the tire is punctured, it won't move anywhere. So we might be having difficulties in our practice, but if we have this enthusiasm, not getting discouraged, so that will lead to develop affection. Pulakashru kampasveda yavata pathan dekhi anandita hoila mahaprabhur man. So he continued that practice. He would come ready and he would recite. We have, like, every day he would recite 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Every day we chant 16 rounds. And here, dekhi, with that practice, he developed that symptoms. Pulakashru kampas sveda. Actually, everyone saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having this symptom and they became happy and they became devotee. Many devotees, they saw these symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. And they became devotee. They became happy. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw these symptoms, Pulakashru Kampas Shveda, in this Brahmana. And what happened? Dekhi Anandita Hoila Mahaprabhurman. In previous case, Mahaprabhurman was fearful. Bhai. By seeing him, By seeing Ramchandrapuri, he developed bhaya, fear. But dekhi anandita hoila Prabhurman, seeing this Brahmana, this Vaishnava, is performing his practices, he became happy. And that happiness led Mahaprabhu to go near him. So Mahaprabhu, in that case, if you see, Mahaprabhu was not trying to come close to Ramchandrapuri. Here, he went close to this Vaishnava Brahman. Mahaprabhu puchila tare suna mahashay, kon arth jani tomar yeta sukh hoy. विप्र कहे मूर्ख आमी शब्दार्थ न जानी शुद्ध शुद्ध गीता पढ़ी गुरु आज्ञा मानी. महाप्रभु पूछिला तारे सुन महाशय ओ ग्रेट सोल कौन अर्थ जानी व्हाट हैव यू अंडरस्टूड इन दिस भगवद गीता सो दैट यू आर फीलिंग सो हैप्पी. You can give happiness only when you are happy. Isn't it? That is the formula basically. You cannot give what you don't have, as Maharaj always says. So here Mahaprabhu felt anandit. When Mahaprabhu felt happy, so he asked, you must be happy. You are experiencing so much of joy in this. Which kind of understanding you have? Kono artha jani tumi? So then this Brahmana said, Vipra kahe murkha ami shabdartha na jani shuddha shuddha gita pade guru agya mani. So this is the next step of developing our affection. Here what he did, he accepted his limitation. Murkha ami. Here Murkha, Prabhupada translated as illiterate. I am illiterate. But I am following the orders of my spiritual master. Accepting our limitation. I cannot chant my 16 round attentively. Okay, I will start little bit chanting one Maha Mantra. I heard it from Brajbihari Prabhu. Accepting our limitation that I cannot do this much. Let us begin how much I can do. Because we have some our expectation from our own self. That how can I not chant? I have started 16, so I can also chant attentively 16. But no, we have a limitation, we have tried. So this is what he accepted. I am foolish. I am illiterate. Vipra kahe murkha ami. I am murkha. I cannot read it properly. But that is Guru Agya. Guru Agya mani. And that, in that purport, Prabhupada writes a fantastic line there. His spiritual activities, means this Brahmana's spiritual activity, did not depend on material things such as pronunciation. And we know that famous example of Prabhupada, that they might be wrong in pronunciation, but their renunciation is perfect. And then what is the result? The result is explained. That experience what that Brahmana had, तोमा देखी ता होते द्विगुण सुख होए सही कृष्ण तुमी है ना मोर मन लय कृष्ण स्पुरते तारे मन हनाचे निर्मल अतएव प्रभुर तत्व जानी ल सकल. सो तोमा देखी दिस ब्राह्मणा अंडरस्टूड द लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज नन अदर देन कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ. The same Krishna whom he was seeing in the pages on the cover of Bhagavad Gita is in front of him in the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Atayeva Prabhur Tattva Janila Sakal. And he could understand the Tattva of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gurum Guyam Apyutta. He revealed that secret. So when we have this kind of affection towards Guru and the devotees, so we will be also revealed this association of the devotees. The secret will be revealed. We are in the association. Ramchandra Puri, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but secret was not revealed. He was with Madhavendra Puri, but secret was not revealed. And these three things take care of this, you know, this mentality of comparison, and when you comparison, complaining and criticism, these three things, when we accept our limitation, we will not criticize. When we have enthusiasm, we will not complain. And we commit, then we will not compare. And then we will experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. And then we will learn this. We will learn how to associate with the pure devotees. And one's life will be perfect. This is the sum and substance of this chapter. So I'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. If anybody has any question, any doubt, any comment, you can meet me personally. Hare Krishna.